It's Thursday, December 26th, 2013. You're listening to Last Time on Video Games, a podcast about retro video games, and sometimes some other things. You're listening to episode 42, Excessive Celebration. Runtime for this episode is about 45 minutes.
Hello, and welcome to Last Time on Video Games, the podcast that's not in time for Christmas. I'm Jeremy.
Little Susie is sad.
And that's Tyler, who's an idiot.
I'm Zach, because I feel like introducing myself this time.
And introducing my longtime brother, his whole life, in fact.
My whole life.
I'm sorry.
Spoken of on this podcast before, Jason.
Hey, I'm Jason.
He once said that guest stars get all the bitches.
That's true.
And now he is the guest star, so I think he's doing the long con, and this is all a ruse to get all the bitches.
That's all it was, the whole time.
Okay, my brother's going to get a podcast. It's step one.
All right, sweet.
Now we're part of your evil plan.
Dope.
Well, it's not really evil so much as, like, selfish. You're going to share the bitches, right?
Yeah, I am. I am going to get the bitches. Those are 100% for sure.
So Alex will help.
So I would tell embarrassing stories about how you used to call the Nintendo the Tendo, and then the Nintendo 64, but...
I don't think that's embarrassing whatsoever.
No, I don't either. I still call it that. In fact, I call it the Tendo DS. So.
The Tendo UE?
Yeah.
I still call my 3DS a Game Boy most of the
that
time.
That is true. That's because we're old men. So.
It's my Game Boy, damn it!
I'm playing my stories, Junior!
Get off my D-pad!
Nobody uses a D-pad anymore.
I do.
Yeah, so do I.
I'm a D-pad hero, except on the 360, where I've had to learn how to use a control stick for fighting games.
The 360.
Like a real person.
Like, no, like some sort of... Yeah, I don't even...
Like analogy. Some sort of dude bro?
Like some sort of dude bro. Call it Broseidon, King of the Broshen.
You don't want to be part of the COD squad?
Nah, I can do without the blopping.
All right. Well, I don't know how to transition. Jason! What's your favorite video game?
My favorite video that's a huge question.
Yeah, let's discuss.
You know what? I have no idea what my favorite video game.
It's not Ocarina of Time.
Well, I don't
like
think so.
Five that are like up there that just come to your head.
There are five that are up there, but I'm tempted to just say the ones that I've recently played that I had a lot of fun with.
So Skyrim, World of Skyrim.
Skyrim's definitely gonna, you know, it's gonna be either tied for first there, as overrated as it is. Also World of Warcraft is up there for me as well.
I got out while I still could.
You got into the Elder Scrolls Online beta, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I really didn't engage in it very much.
I forgot it was a thing.
Yeah, they recently announced the release date for it too. But yeah, it was only a weekend, and it was basically just Skyrim with a worse interface. So
and more people running around.
And more people running around. Yeah.
I am Dovahkiin. Whoa, I am also Dovahkiin.
Yeah,
so.
It's like a lot of specialness running around, and you just don't really feel very special whatsoever.
These dragons must have been really going at it to make this many Dovahkiin.
Well, you know.
When a dragon loves a dragon very much.
Wait, aren't
they like half dragon type?
Yeah, wouldn't that be a dragon on human, and wouldn't that have been very painful for one of the parties?
Dragons can shapeshift, right?
In D&D.
Isn't that what Skyrim is?
Oh, yeah, good point.
More or less.
And in World of Warcraft, and Skyrim wants to be that pretty bad.
And you can definitely transform into a dragon in World of Warcraft, so
yeah,
check there.
There's an item in World of Warcraft now, I don't know if you know about it, but you turn into a Chinese dragon and another player can mount you.
Pretty awesome.
Sorry, I'm just over here mounting my girlfriend.
So
we're gonna raid. Delve into dungeons. Get fat loot.
I like that one episode of Adventure Time where it takes Flame Princess through a dungeon. She's just like blowing up the walls. He's like, no, you have to like figure out the puzzle. She's like,
nonsense. That's what people bring mages into dungeons for. Well, I can't figure out this puzzle. Blow up the wall. We'll go through.
It's like medieval C4.
What about your least favorite game? Do you have one of those prepped and ready? That's harder.
My least favorite game?
No.
That's it's fairly harder. Easy.
Why? What's yours?
Mine?
Yeah.
Battlefront 2.
He thinks this is
Battlefront
the worst
2?
Game ever.
That is not the worst game ever.
No, it's not. I played Ghosts and Goblins. I played Fantasy Star.
Actually,
favorite, I guess,
that's true. I did play Ghosts and Goblins briefly when that was your guys' assignment, and that was awful. So
thanks, Tyler.
I thought it was going to be better, okay? Capcom usually doesn't make terrible games except for when they do. Ghosts and Goblins was apparently one of those times.
What can you do?
Not play Ghosts and Goblins.
Yeah, that's what you can do. You can avoid that at all costs.
Although, not all costs. Just you, most of the costs.
Yeah,
all
costs. Playing Fantasy Star.
All costs barring a podcast that your brother runs.
Well, we didn't know it was going to be that bad. I mean,
we kind of assumed.
If we had known, we could have gotten out of there in time.
I'm sorry, I wish you had.
We still have Super Ghosts and Goblins to play eventually. That is a game on the Wii U Virtual Console.
I feel like that's probably going to be better. We already did Super Metroid, didn't we?
Yeah.
I was going to say we should do Super Metroid, but again, because are it's they, that good.
Are they adding a lot of those Wii U Virtual Console ones to the old Wii console?
No.
No. There's
Wii has
no,
been deprecated. It's got that little annotation over it and everything.
Yeah. No Earthbound, even though they said that you get Earthbound.
Well, it's on the Wii U.
It is. We can play Earthbound.
Yeah! Well, he can play Earthbound, too. I just had to teach him the ancient dark art of emulation.
You know, I might just own him my Wii U and emulate it myself. That's how much Earthbound is the best. Guys, if you haven't played Earthbound, play Earthbound. It's the best. You fight a cult of blue painters.
It is actually kind of awesome.
I think you're getting ahead of yourself by a few episodes there, Jeremy.
Say fuzzy pickles. Say fuzzy transition.
So, speaking of getting ahead of ourselves, Zach, you've taken upon a task with Tyler as your second. You would be a terrible second.
Wait, what? For what?
Anything.
Just like anything?
Yeah, like, you would no one would ever nominate you to be the champion. If you called upon to finish the Pekku, you would do it in the most horrific and painful way for your first.
Well, the first time, you'd probably have the wrong
what
sword.
What the hell are you talking about?
Wow. This is Jeremy's... I'm just going to take a while out of this podcast to hate on Tyler for a little while. That's what you just did.
No,
that's what we do all the time.
Yeah, it is, yeah. It keeps my ego in check.
Gotcha.
Otherwise, it kind of runs... It inflates the room and we all suffocate.
You turn into Ed, and no one wants that.
Ha ha! Dangly parts.
So anyway, Zach, tell us of our adventure and blame your sidekick for all the things he did wrong.
Yes, yes. So recently, the root cause of this was my laptop started to die. I fixed it, but decided I wanted to upgrade machines anyway, since there's a lot of games coming out for consoles that are also on the PC that I figured I'd just upgrade computers.
And also, you know, like, awesome games that are only on Steam.
And it has nothing at all to do with you just discovering League of Legends and becoming obsessed.
No, actually...
League of Legends does that to people.
It actually has nothing... very little to do with League of Legends. It has more to do with MechWarrior Online, because I've never actually gotten to play that game.
Brief segue. Your League of Legends league. I put links to it.
Yeah, I saw. So. You found it without even trying.
Yep. It was totally there. I did have to sign up for an account before it let me search, but...
Oh, but you didn't join my league.
Well, I was busy. I was okay. Making show notes.
Fair enough. The season hasn't even started yet. We don't even know one of the teams. And I don't know one of the others because I didn't watch today.
Anyway.
Is it The Walking Dead or Coast? No one knows.
Except for the people who already know.
Yeah.
I decided to build my own computer. Now, Tyler, who has already done this, I roped him in to find me the parts. He found the parts. We bought all the parts, brought them in. First try was a no-go because step one failed.
Yeah, I got the wrong motherboard processor combination.
Okay. Guys, I'm just going to say this right now. All the problems that I had putting this thing together are caused by Intel. If you're going to put your own computer together, buy an AMD processor because Intel is stupid.
No, really only if it's your first time, which it basically was. I was a computer virgin in this endeavor. Turns out Intel chips are different sizes and AMD chips don't change size nearly as often, so you can reasonably get the same motherboard for like 50 different chips. You can't do that with Intel chips, and so we'd like try to put them on. And we're like, oh man, this processor looks
that
kinda...
looks really big. That slot
we're, like,
looks
put
really
it in there,
small.
Like, eh, this doesn't really seem like it's gonna latch. I think we might have gotten the wrong processor. Can we like get a processor converter? Yeah, it turns out no. Also, they wouldn't let us return the motherboard or the processor.
Which, which does remind me, first person to send me $100, I'll send you a processor or I'll send you a motherboard.
It's actually a really sweet motherboard if you aren't using a 2011 chipset.
Yeah, it's actually a really nice motherboard, which is why you picked it up in the first place. It just didn't work with the Intel processor I got. And since I couldn't return either one, it was like, okay, well, let's upgrade the one that didn't cost more money.
Gigabytes the shit, in a good way.
Then following that, we put everything together a few weeks later. Processor, or the new
motherboard.
Thank you.
The thing that you plug the processor into and everything else into.
Yep. We got it all started. It looked great. And then it kept shutting down. It took us 4 hours. Well, it took me and Tyler 4 hours. It took Jeremy like 30 minutes to figure it out. The process was overheating.
My job was to sit around and tell him the solution and be ignored.
To be fair, we got the entire operating system installed the first time, so it looked pretty good until it started randomly shutting off.
Like there was some sort of heat problem that wasn't caused earlier when no heat was applied.
Yeah. I don't think it called it as early as you said you did. I think it was slightly later.
It was far earlier than we did.
When we were looking at the PC health for the first time, I said, hey, is it running hot? And you said, no, this is fine.
Is fine!
It'll get far hotter than this. So, again, we go back to...
That should melt a furnace.
Go back to the processor again. Well, turns out the processor didn't come with an appropriate heat sink, so
like
it was shutting off.
Like, the heat sink that's built into the processor isn't enough to make the processor run. What kind of bullshit design is that? Who does that?
So we had to order a processor, and we finally got everything working. What'd I say?
Processor.
Well, I didn't get a processor. I already had one of those. Yeah. We got a heat sink, got it installed, got all the case back on. Now it's pretty sweet, but now I just got to put Windows 7 on it and call it a day.
Because Zach is too much of a bitch to use Ubuntu, so...
I don't know Linux, and trying to
And I'm scared of learning things.
Yes, change shall not happen!
Unless it's MechWarrior. That's the one bastion of lack of change, so...
Well, there have been some changes, but... Well, the advantage to that game is the base rules haven't changed since 1985.
You weren't born in 1985.
I know!
Just like AD&D, where clerics can't use knives. Well, they can't even pick them up.
They just changed it. If you knew how to play the game then, you can play it now.
Moral of the story is Zach has an awesome computer, but no operating system, so that's our next endeavor.
Technically, he owns an operating system. It's sitting next to his computer as we speak.
That
with
is true.
My surge protector.
That is true. We found this awesome surge protector that has, like, Ethernet bypass for some reason.
Yes, and no longer shall I...
Doesn't have a coax input, too?
Yes, it does.
And USBs in it as well?
No, it doesn't have USBs.
No USBs?
But no longer shall my... TV, both my TVs, all my consoles, be hooked up to a power bar that's plugged into an extension cord that's plugged into another power bar.
Now it's just going to be plugged into a power bar that's plugged into an extension cord. Truly an improvement. We have reached the height of technology.
Well, I mean, I think I've got like, I think there's like six things there, no, eight, I think there's eight things there that are normally plugged in.
You know.
And there's 12 plugs on that.
If Edison wasn't a dick and Tesla wasn't quite as insane as he was.
Free energy!
Well, that and it would all be wireless, so.
Oh.
This power bar shouldn't be an issue. Also, he wanted to transmit everything so that it was constant current instead of constant voltage, and that would have solved a lot of problems that we're currently having.
It probably would have created a lot of other problems, though, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. There was a reason we went with what we went with.
A lot of current problems.
Yep.
Yeah!
What happened? Yeah. I have an awesome computer with which to play MechWarrior, StarCraft, and League of Legends.
I feel like you're wasting the potential
no,
here.
No, because I'm also going to put Black Flag on there, because that came with the holiday bundle for the graphics card.
But you're not going to touch Arkham Origins or...
No. Arkham... I don't...
Cell, Splinter?
Batman. Actually, I'll probably play Batman. I mean, it's a free game. I might as well play it.
I should just get him games and tell him they were free. just like get a Minecraft and like, I don't know, Minecraft's free. I don't know.
Like... I haven't tried Minecraft mostly because I tried it for like 15 minutes on the 360 and that's like the tutorial and awful.
There's a tutorial?
Yeah, on the 360 version.
Oh.
Yeah,
they put in a new tutorial world every patch and it also has like hidden Easter eggs to go find.
Oh, that's sweet.
They put a Tower of Pimps in one.
I haven't gotten around to trying it. Really, because making my own goals is not something I do a lot of.
No, that's why you get on a multiplayer server, so Ed will say, hey, we need a sweet stained glass sky castle here. I'm like, I guess I'll go mine more glass then. So.
Well, I was saying that at one point I was thinking about going in, getting onto your server, and then just screwing, like not actually building anything, but just screwing up everything you guys did and you wonder what the heck was happening.
We have really complicated redstone circuitry in there. That, like, oh no, we have, like, all this, like, track routing.
Oh, what you need to do is do that, but then leave a sign that just says, what does this button do? I'll have it all operatic.
I'm not sure how you convey that through a sign, but damn it, figure it out. I bet there's a mod.
YouTube link?
Yeah, so that's been fun. $1,500 worth of paperweight for a while. Crap-ass monitor that I had from way back when.
You know, what's really sad about this is, like, actually building the computer took, like, what, 2 hours, maybe?
I think that building the actual computer took an hour.
Figuring out all this other bullshit was, like, 3 days worth of work. like three entire 72-hour days.
72-hour days? How did you get those? Wow.
I said that intentionally.
Where's that upgrade?
Three of those bad boys.
Where's that upgrade in the tech tree? Because I want that.
That would definitely be nice, provided you didn't have to spend most of it working.
No, I only spend 8 hours of it working. So
that'd definitely be nice.
I spend a large portion of it sleeping. I guess I don't know that there's 72 hours because I'm asleep, but I assume I'm sleeping that long. So that's how science works, right?
No.
Well, remember, as I have said, as soon as you start trying to explain something, it's magic. Okay, I got it.
I think that's going to be the tact I have to take. I can't help it. I want you to be educated. But...
Well, some of it, like, you'll go on these long tangents of explaining everything that goes into these little things, and it's like...
Actually, the tangent itself usually isn't that long. I usually get tangented off of the tangent, so I'm actually liking this, like, kind of geometric...
Tangentception?
Yes.
You're getting tangents
turns out
about
Ram
tangents?
Just goes bad.
Yo, dog, I heard you like tangents, so I tangented off your tangent so you can have a tangent while you tangent.
And tangential.
Speaking of tangents, tangent to this podcast are the games that Zach chooses for us to play.
That's not tangent at all. That's like...
Quantopic features.
That is a core feature of this podcast. Games Zach chooses.
I choose nothing but the greatest of quality.
Comic Zone.
And Comic Zone. To be fair, I only remembered it was a thing, not that it was a good thing.
That is true. You didn't say, hey, I remember this awesome game. Like I did with ActRaiser, but...
Yeah, remember how that turned out?
Before I did preface it with, I'm pretty sure it's not as good as I remember it being. Turns out, no.
I feel as though there was another one that I was actually playing with you guys, and I can't remember what it was.
That you chose?
No, that you chose.
Oh, that, well, that, like, goddamn everything I've chosen has been terrible. Super Star Wars, remember that gem?
Oh, yes. That was a blast.
Well, see, I wanted to choose Donkey Kong Country, but that's apparently not a thing anymore. And you guys won't let me choose the sweet not on the virtual console games. So.
Nope. I own Donkey Kong Country, too. And I own Donkey Kong Country Returns on the Wii.
How is that, out of curiosity?
Okay, me and Travis, like, play a level every time he comes over. We're through the first world, even.
Ooh.
That's it's very fancy. Donkey Kong Country.
But yeah.
But Tecmo Bowl. Jason, let's start with you.
Tecmo Bowl.
What, you like the football?
I like football, yeah. I like watching football and playing football video games, but Tecmo Bowl is hardly football.
Backyard football is what it felt like.
Yeah, yeah, okay, because it's so simplistic.
To be fair, look at the rules of football now. How would they have possibly implemented those on an NES? It doesn't have the memory.
Everybody that's cool on this podcast or a sidekick, so, you know, my brother and Tyler.
What, I'm a sidekick?
Yes.
This is a callback.
What? Oh,
to the
earlier
anecdote
when
about
I was a sidekick?
Computer.
Yes. Okay. You're bad at yes and two. Y'all fail yes and school.
What does that even mean? What is that?
It's a DM thing.
Okay. Anyway.
Played the NES version of Tecmo Bowl. Well, Zach, despite having a shiny 360, went for the arcade version. So we'll be talking about the differences a little bit. But first, an overview. You choose a team. They're all real NFL teams wearing the color.
Kind of.
Well, Denver wears orange. Washington wears red.
So they're
red.
Modeled after the real teams. Like, it's the Denver Spearheads and the Indianapolis Narwhals.
I didn't see any team name. I just saw the nation.
Yeah, I was looking
well,
for
no,
it the
I
whole
noticed
time.
That
I didn't
the,
see
well,
it either.
One of I noticed the Narwhal. I'm like, there's no football team that's the Narwhals. So I went and looked it up on Wikipedia, and it turns out that all the team names are different, but they're like they have the actual players. Elway is the quarterback of the not Broncos, we swear.
And that's actually where the first difference is. The NES, or the arcade one, is, I think, the Wildcats versus... I can't remember the other team name. But it's only those teams.
Huh.
You,
have,
don't,
like,
you don't pick
humans?
A team. No, there's no names under anybody.
Well, in the NES version, the campaign mode, in quotes, is you play a random team, then you play another random team until you've played them all.
Wow. So it's kind of like what do you call that style of tournament play?
Where you... Round robin?
Yeah. Yeah, that'll work. I'm pretty sure that it has another name when it's applied to tournaments, but yeah, that. Can you imagine a round robin? That thing wouldn't be able to fly. It would not be aerodynamic.
No, but
ball.
You could probably
it,
use
you
it as
throw it like
baseball.
A frisbee.
Yeah. Huck it at your enemies.
Yeah. I guess a disc robin would be better.
Well, baseball
disc
robin.
Disc robin. Ouch!
So, yeah, you choose one of these teams. Each team has four different plays. Two running plays and two passing plays.
That's all you really need.
How's the arcade version?
To be fair, how is this different from Madden?
Yeah,
really?
I was going to say.
You have all the plays ever.
But
even
you don't know what any of them do.
You still
you
only
don't
use
know what
four
they do.
Of them.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, Madden, you can have audibles. You can be like, oh, wait, they're doing a field goal block. Let's not run.
In Madden, you don't know what any of the plays do. I know what the plays do, so I can kick the crap out of you because I know what I'm doing. which I think explains most of the things I do. The arcade one, you don't pick plays.
So you just shooters as well, is what you're saying.
Shooters, I beat the hell out of you pretty well on the last time we played Marvel vs. Capcom 3 together.
Ooh. That is true. I know. Oh, it's on now. I got good at that game since the last time we played, so.
In the arcade, or the arcade version, it just picks a play. Like, you don't have any interaction.
Really?
Yeah, everyone just lines up at the end of the play. Like, I've seen Strong Eye.
So you don't even know if you're passing or running it?
This sounds boring.
It's basically backyard football.
This sounds awful.
You can throw the ball at any time, so long as you have the guy picked and you're not over the line of scrimmage. But it's like, guys, you know, picking your play is a pretty important part of football.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I was going to, like, make fun of the arcade system for not being able to have enough memory to allow you to pick plays, but the NES allowed you to do that, and it was the NES. That thing could barely render Kirby.
The arcade version? Well, it was in full color. Well, it kept bilking me for coins that don't exist. It's like, you have 30 seconds on this quarter. I already paid you, Nintendo. You don't need to keep asking me for money.
It wasn't Nintendo. It was Tecmo.
Tecmo's also out of business, so they probably do need the money at this point.
It's better than bilking you for real coins.
My Wii doesn't have
over
a coin
the
slot.
Xbox. Like, where would you put that?
I want a coin
You're just opening the disk drive and loading quarters
it was on the Wii, so the disk drive doesn't actually
good point.
Come out. But why is there a button to add quarter?
I played a lot of, like, emulations of arcade games back in the early days of the internet that had that. I'm like, why did you guys implement that? Like, I have infinite quarters.
All right, and on the fourth down, if you get there, I honestly never did.
Really?
Yeah, I never got to fourth down. I got intercepted. That's the only way I caused turnovers. Mm-hmm.
No, I got to fourth down, but I never actually had to, like, punt it.
I did have a couple of turnovers on downs.
You can punt or field goal or run a play.
Yeah, or you can actually do a play. So, mm-hmm.
So all the options of a real football game. No fake field goals or fake punts.
Which is sad.
Well, those seldom work anyway. Usually when you're trying to have the punter throw the kicker, that's not going to go very well.
There's also no two-point conversion.
I can see that because I imagine the kicker is kind of heavy, so it's hard to pick him up. And
no, he's not that heavy. They're pretty small.
Dwarf tossing.
There are also no two-point conversions, only extra tries.
I was
going to
ask whether that you guys found that.
Well, did they implement that? I don't feel as though they implemented the two-point conversions.
They didn't.
Back in, no, in actual football. Oh. I think they were added after game came out.
Something for me to Google with my handy-dandy iPhone.
Man, that was so long ago. I was like...
Zero? You were not a gleam in your father's eye?
I was going to say...
You were not like pizza he'd eaten yesterday yet?
I was going to say, this game came out 5 years before I was born, I think. Maybe more than that, but...
Oh, actually, it might have been out when I was born, come to think of it. It might have been 89.
I think it was 88.
Okay, I was not born. Tyler
I could
have been.
Be wrong.
I was.
Tyler might have slid in.
Or no, I think I'm making a mistake with... I was getting confused with another game.
Moral of the story, two-point conversions, not in this game. I was disappointed, because you should always go for the two-point conversion.
And sure points, oftentimes, are better if you don't...
Obviously, you've never played Blitz correctly.
I always go for 2 points in Blitz. Just real football is harder to score points in, because you're not allowed to kill your opponent's players.
I feel like that should be part of every game.
By the way, they added the two-point conversion in 1994.
Before this.
So that's why it wasn't in the game.
Or they were just lazy. That would have also been an acceptable answer.
They should have invented time travel, discovered the rules of the game would change.
But then that would have retroactively changed the rules of the game, so they would have changed even further, creating an endless loop.
No, they just have called it the Tecmo conversion instead.
That would actually be kind of nice. All right, so it looks like they're lining up for a Tecmo conversion rather than they're lining up for a two-point conversion.
Can you imagine that, though? Just, like, random companies being able to sponsor the names of actions? It looks like he's going for a Walmart pass!
You can buy stock in players now.
That players are publicly traded?
Yes.
Apparently.
That's amazing.
Yes, but...
What I want to see is, like... Oh, he's on the Ford breakaway!
See, I want esports to get to the point where we have the Gatorade gank of the day.
Oh, jeez.
So good.
I do agree with him. That would be pretty awesome.
Say, and then whenever someone gets a really awesome gank, you can say they've been drinking their Gankerade.
Oh. Gankerade game fuel. For Menergy.
Gatorade was made by a guy in college for a football team.
Indeed. Yeah. The Gators.
Yeah.
It aided them.
Yeah.
In what a similar way that lines do.
Clearly, though, he was not a English major because he doesn't, or a, you know, No, just how to spell, because he spelled it wrong. No, it was based off of... Okay, never mind. Magic, got it.
And so it's a mystery liquid. So,
oh, God. Yeah. Okay.
Offense is the most fun. You choose runner pass, definitely, unless you're Zach, and then you're just like, what are we doing, guys?
Quarterback, start running!
Then your quarterback starts saying, hut, hut, hut,
until you
hut.
Press a
don't
button.
Forget first down.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what down it is.
Yeah, that is true. I noticed that.
What?
They say the quarterback yells first down no matter what down it is. He does it on every play.
Maybe he's saying, you know, first down, we got to get to that first down. But they didn't have enough... you know, bits to implement. We got to get to the first down.
Keep
at which point the center looks back at him and goes, duh!
So maybe the sound, maybe he actually says something different every time, but the sound quality is so crappy you can't tell.
Ohio! Well,
you snap the ball, you get it. If it's a run play, you immediately pass it to the running back.
That's true.
Which is kind of annoying, really.
And if it's a pass play, you can use one to change your target. He has an arrow over him, and two to pass. Interceptions are super easy, so you have to get it to the clear. But like I said, I never had any fourth downs. I only had a couple third down conversions. I would usually do a run play on first down and a pass on second, and that was almost always enough.
When I was actually playing, one, they changed that because you can't change who you're throwing to after the ball has been snapped in the arcade version. If you press one after
this
the ball
has like
been
a terrible
snapped,
video game.
Yeah, that sounds
it,
way
it
worse.
It was fun in the arcade.
Like, it wasn't that great to start with, but...
it sounded like it was just an arcade... basically backyard football version, but when you press one to try and change your target,
oh man,
on the arcade, your guy jumps.
What so if it was
like, yay,
like Super Dodgeball but Tecmo Bowl? I would play that game.
I would just play Super Dodgeball.
Oh yeah,
and then have a good time that way. When I was still experimenting with running and throwing plays, seeing how I wanted to do it, it seemed like every throwing play I got intercepted. Did that happen with you guys?
Yeah, like no. 3 out of 4 passes got intercepted, but I also didn't know that you could change your target.
Oh,
like, why would
well,
you throw to that guy? He's obviously being covered. But
at first I did. I got used to it. You had the opposite, Jason. For a while, you had no interceptions at all, and then you just started throwing the game.
That's true. That is what I did.
Like, good job, Romo.
I never...
But the running plays were like, I was damn near undefeatable.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you're on the offense, you definitely run slower than the defense, so...
That ball must weigh, like, it's not an actual football, you know, with air in it. It's got lead.
And pixels.
I think if you keep hitting Q, you run faster, but the instructions don't say that, and it might have been placebo.
I think it's placebo.
On defense, I'm pretty sure that's true, but I don't know for sure.
There are two types of tackles, diving tackles that always tackle, or just running into them, and you, both players start mashing too rapidly if
yeah.
that happens, and the one who does it faster
I love
succeeds.
It, I love this. It when people do that to me when I'm on offense, because I can mash better than the computer, apparently. So,
and it's this really awkward animation where they both just kind of stand there like they're looking at each other down low, and then one of them falls over. And then they're like,
in the arcade one, you have to spin the...
Oh, really?
The joystick. It would be a joystick in an arcade, but on the Wiimote, it's just the D-pad. So, they're all coming towards you, and your guy just starts spinning around like I'm like, yeah! And all the defensive guys just start flying away from them. Like, I had a running play go for like 30 yards because the entire defense kept jumping on my guy. And then being thrown off in random directions.
That should definitely be an actual football thing. The Tecmo Tornado.
Tecmo Tornado! It sounds like a Digimon attack. Speaking of Digimon attacks, when you get to the end zone, you score a touchdown.
Weird.
Yeah. And then you're treated to this animation. It's the same animation every time, but the team jersey is different.
It's so great.
Even the numbers are the same.
They just like do this like stop motion high five. It's not like stop motion. It's more like a motion comic where they keep showing you different panels of the high five. There are like 3 of them.
Yeah. Well, it's like a tableau from a bunch of different angles.
Yeah, there you go. That's the word I wanted, actually.
It's like a 5 frame per second animation that lasts 5 seconds.
I didn't get the animation.
But it's 5 frames
game.
Per second, and also 5 frames, and
oh,
also 5 seconds.
Damn it. I messed up the joke. You're going to have to edit that out so I can say the joke better.
Nope.
That's not how we operate.
It's like if you had 5 frames in a 1 frame per second animation that lasted 5 seconds.
Okay, that makes more sense.
I didn't get the animation.
Yeah, apparently the crappy arcade version didn't have this sweet picture of two guys high-fiving.
It just pans over to the... people in the stands going,
oh, did you get the halftime show?
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask.
They walk out with the Tecmo thing and they
No, this has like a bunch of other stop motion
this
stuff,
has
like a cheerleader.
40-year-old cheerleaders.
No, I didn't.
With super 80s hair.
Oh, actually, yeah, I do remember that.
And super 80s clothes. I'm like, oh, those pants are so high-waisted.
The arcade one, basically, the halftime show looks like what you would probably see in an arcade trying to catch attention, where it's just like the basic people with cards go out and they flip it up and it's like a football and they turn it over and flip it up and it says Tecmo Bowl.
They're like, we're advertising the game that you're currently playing.
It's like, gee, thanks, dude.
See, we get terrible, ugly cheerleaders, and that's all I remember, but I swear there was more, like, a marching band, maybe?
Yeah, there was definitely a marching band in there.
I believe there were
seconds.
Balloons at another time as well.
It was really painful to have to watch, and you can't skip it, so.
It's not nearly as good as the high five. But then after halftime, you get put on defense. That's how football works, right? On defense, you call one of your opponent's plays, and if you call correctly, you have the perfect defense, and otherwise, you don't.
Well, yeah, about half the time, even if you call the wrong play, you can still rush them, and there's no penalty for rushing, so.
Mm-hmm. You can usually handle it pretty well.
But if you call the right one in a pass play, I usually could get an interception, even if I was rushing.
Yep. Although, it's basically, like, you have a 1-in-4 chance of calling the right play, so.
Could you guys switch your players on defense?
Before the game started. Or before the play started, right?
Okay, then that's the same as in the arcade one.
Which is kind of dumb.
I just sat on the safety and picked off people because if they were running it, the guys in front usually stopped them. And if they were passing it, my corners were idiots.
See, I always rushed because that's more fun. But actually, let's talk about it. I said it's stupid that you can't change your player during the play. Is it actually, or are we just accustomed to that because Madden lets you?
No, it's totally stupid.
No, I think it's a little bit of both. I think it allows you more control, and as players, we like having more control. So, and I think not allowing that is stupid, but it wasn't a convention yet, so it's not really their fault.
They are kind of
bringing it, stupid.
They are kind of bringing it as a convention back, because the most recent Maddens and such have had player modes where you control one player, and that's all you control. Like
throughout the entire game? Or
yeah. Like, okay. I created a quarterback.
So you are Sanders Brown.
Yeah, so like I have a...
That's a football player, right?
I play the quarterback, but when I throw the ball... Or when I hand it off, I don't control it anymore. Then the AI takes over.
That seems boring.
I don't think so.
Can you pick a position like a center and just snap it every play?
I don't think you can pick... I think you have to pick the skill positions or defense. I don't think you can pick kicker, punter, or any of the linemen. I think you can pick, like, defensive line.
You pick, like, third stringer?
You can start as a third stringer. On mine, I started behind Brock Osweiler and Peyton Manning.
Wow.
And then so I hit just, the button like, never that said got... force start. So I can't...
So you have to fire Peyton Manning button.
You got traded to the Cardinals.
I feel like that's a new pair. I feel like both John Elway and Pat Bowlen have to have keys and put them in at the same time in order to fire Peyton Manning.
To be fair, I then won the Super Bowl in my rookie season, so that's what will happen when you have it turned on.
They're
easy.
Like, fuck you, Peyton Manning.
A rookie who has enough clout to just off Peyton Manning and send him to the Cardinals.
Especially when it's an undrafted rookie. Yeah, no one's ever going to knock Peyton Manning off as an undrafted rookie. I'm sorry. That just doesn't happen.
Andrew Luck was not undrafted, so never mind.
No, he was drafted first overall.
Yeah.
The exact opposite of undrafted.
Well, I think it's annoying that you can't switch characters, because I don't know about you guys, but what happened to me when I was on defense is I would be on the safety or someone, and then they'd be doing a running play, and I'd dive for them, but I'd dive off some weird direction that is not even the direction that I was intending. And then he will just go... And then I'll be stuck on this character waiting for him to get up so that I can mash 2 button to run down the field. When if I could switch to another character,
well,
it's so
frustrating
that would go a lot
watching
faster.
The other people on your team just like run after him. Like, guys, tackle him.
They're so slow. Yeah,
like when I was experiencing, when they were throwing the ball, my corners would be like, all right, we're going to go. And then they'd stand there as the opponent ran past them, and I'm the safety going, one of me, guys. There's one of me. There's two of them. I need help. But they're just standing there. It's like,
so, on defense, you can hit 2 to run. You can hit 1 to do a diving tackle, which always tackles. Or,
in
like
some
you said,
random
if you
direction.
Tackle the person, you can hit 2 rapidly. You also hit 2 rapidly to shed blocks, which is apparently just pushing people down. How does that work on the good old arcade version, Zach?
I didn't figure out how to do the dive tackle because 1 on the arcade version jumped straight up, which is one of the reasons why I think I was able to get a bunch more picks.
Why do you need to do that in football?
No!
Well, like I said, I think...
To intercept balls?
It got me to... a lot more picks, but usually I would try and hit 1 to tackle them, and I think that does tackle them if you hit them with it, but more often than not, I just ended up running into them.
Fair enough. Did you also have to mash buttons once you run into them?
I might have.
Say no
but
on
I
the
didn't...
audio podcast. Oh yeah, shaking your head.
Totally. No, I.
No, it's okay. This is a YouTube channel
around.
Now.
Usually, people would try and like I'd stick them, and then my entire team would come over and then dogpile.
Oh yeah, I did get one amazing play where every single player was in one pile. It was awesome.
I think my favorite one was when I picked off my opponent in the end zone and then had my safety chug to the 50-yard line. So a 50-yard interception return. And I'm like, yay! But holy crap, I think my safety just suffered a heart attack. He took so long to get over there.
And, well, he didn't also sweet high-five, so he might have died after that. You can't tell because all the players are identical. So
there's actually only two players, 32 and 12, who get to high-five on any given team. And that's their whole position, is that they high-five.
They're actually on the bench.
They're high-fivers. It's a very important position.
They're a member of the special teams.
Well,
they
that's
just
to get over the...
it's a high-skill position.
Oh, that's to get over the excessive celebration. They decided this was a thing in this alternate reality earlier, and they're like, okay, we need people whose job it is to celebrate.
Good times, come on.
God damn it, you weren't partying hard enough. I'm sorry, I wasn't buzzed.
Get that man a beer!
There's one more thing we haven't talked about, which is special teams. And boy, is it special in this game. this game, I think we decided, came out before two-point conversion. So you just kick field goals and kick and punt.
Kickoff.
All kickoffs, yeah. They're all done the same way, which is by a bar. You hit two to stop the bar, and the more fuller the bar is, the more power.
Press A for maximum kickage.
If you ever, when you're kicking off, if you pray to it and get it through the back of the end zone, it gives you 10 seconds on your time.
Oh, does it?
I had no
before
idea.
You have to turn on your, before you have to turn on your, you know, insert another coin.
Say, there wasn't any way to just, like, kneel when you caught it, so if it was, like, way back in the end zone, you'd have to catch it and then run all the way back up to the 20. Otherwise, you lost a yard, so... I don't know. That was kind of stupid.
How did it work for you guys usually when you were returning a kick?
I got to the point where I could almost always score on a kickoff return.
Wow, that's awesome.
I never
yeah,
got
I got
good.
There after the end of my first game.
Wow.
It was kind of ridiculous.
Actually, now that I think about it, in the game I played, I didn't actually take more than one kickoff because they didn't score. They got down to the red zone a couple times and they're like, haha, we're in the red zone, picked off.
Punting and kickoffs work the same way and
yeah, I was terrible at kickoffs. Like, my kicker would be out of a job. He missed all kinds of extra points.
Wow.
He had, like, 30-yard kicks, kickoffs, and, like, why did we give this guy a job? I mean, I think there's a kid in high school who can kick it farther than this.
Well, his pixels look slightly more like a leg than everyone else's pixels, so.
You can also tackle the kicker in this to stop him from kicking.
Only if you waited too long.
I never managed to do it.
That happened to me once, because I didn't understand the mechanic.
That,
but
that happened to me the first time I was trying to kick an extra point.
You're like, what is this oscillating bar?
Yeah,
what
yeah, pretty much. I was like, I guess I'll start the play. Yeah, this is what field goals look like. And then I got tackled.
This is what a field goal looks like. There are guys lined up.
Would it have let you guys pick a field goal if you weren't on fourth down?
I don't know. No,
I think you
tried.
Select punt, and then you just kick it through the field goal.
No,
that's
it won't,
select
unless you're on fourth down.
Really?
No.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, it does. There's a button you can press to bring up the menu.
Oh, is there? I never saw it.
Yeah,
it's select.
That's true.
And so, is it always a viable option?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can try and match the NFL record?
I don't know
so.
That. I've never
yards.
Tried to
yeah.
actually kick a field goal with that, though. You can just, I know you can punt it, but I don't know if it would recognize it if you got it past the...
Well, that's what my enemy did when I, my enemy, I'm playing sports. That's what my enemy did when I did it. And they got a field goal for it.
The
so.
Dastardly Indianapolis Colts.
Narwhals. They're the narwhals.
They're swimming in the ocean.
Causing
a commotion.
Now we have to sing another song later. We've made fun of this game a lot. How did you guys enjoy it?
Eh, it was okay.
It was okay.
It was okay.
I actually had a lot more fun with it than I thought I was going to.
I had
like I said, it felt like backyard football more than real football.
It was way more amusing than it had any right to be, but I only gave it one game, and that's all I really think it needed from me, so.
Well, I mean, I was kind of in the same boat. It was really amusing after I won, and the fans swarmed the field and knocked down the goalpost. But it was like, you
that's
know,
a high note
game,
to end on.
This game's fun, but it's one of those things that would be fun to just go back to every couple of weeks or so if you need a good laugh or something, because the animations are amusing, on the arcade one at least, and it's not that not overly difficult, so.
It's alright. I don't know. It's no Gradius. Oh man, football players just like flying around the field shooting footballs at each other.
I would play that game.
Not great, but I mean, it's not the worst thing we've played.
Vic Viper for the 20-yard shot. Anyway. Yeah.
I think once you understand a few of the mechanics that are really going to bone you over, then I think it's pretty
like
fun.
Like passing, you should just never pass.
You should just never pass.
It's great if you just change the guy to the guy who's not got anyone covering him and don't panic.
Is there only one guy who doesn't have anyone covering him?
No, it depends. It usually depends on what play they call. Right, oftentimes there's more, and usually defenders will like catch up to a guy, so it changes.
I did get some good yardage with passing once I figured out really how to, what to look for. And
I never did. I just always ran the ball after a while.
That was like how you
But were I was when... John Elway, so you know.
There you go.
Well, it's like how you were when we were playing Madden.
And it worked.
Well,
I was also on easy, but it works.
I'm going to throw to that guy over there, picked off. I'm going to throw that guy, picked off. I'm going to throw, pecked off.
Hey,
okay, I'm going to sack.
You only got like 5 interceptions that one quarter. I had slightly more fun with Madden than this. So.
Really? I would say I had slightly more fun than this than the latest Madden.
Well, I think the reason why he might have had more fun with Madden was because he played it with us.
That is true.
Yeah. Since we were talking earlier about it being dumb that you can't control all the characters, this game has a coach mode. It's only for 2 players, but all you do is call the play.
It's actually an interesting idea because there have been a couple things that have released like that. I don't know how successful they've been. I know the baseball games have had like a manager thing where you can tell people kind of what to do and then it will basically decide what the outcome is. I don't like it, but it does exist.
Madden, not 25, the one before that, has a manager mode where you control all the characters, but as a coach, you level up and you get like better scouting ability, better negotiation ability to negotiate players down, better trading ability.
You create your coach in that one, like you
RPG
do a player.
RPG elements.
That's absurd.
I was really disappointed in that latest Madden that Jeremy has just voiced it off on me like he did with Marvel vs. Capcom 3 because...
I might want that one back someday.
You don't have... Like, there's no fantasy draft in it. That's usually what I like doing. But
yeah, I was sad about that, too.
And then there's the impossible achievement, which is score a touchdown with Tim Tebow.
So there's a Swedish game company. I can't remember the name of it. Something you said...
Mojang?
Yes, definitely that one. No, but... They keep getting their games ripped off by, like, Zynga and similar companies. But they apparently got so sick of this that they made a game about ripping off games from their company.
Oh, yeah. And then there's Game Dev Tycoon, where if you pirate it, there's a pirated version that they released where you can't win because pirates keep pirating your games and they don't make any money. This
really,
is old news, but yeah.
That's kind of funny. That's actually really cool now that I think about it.
I've heard that's, like, the best part of the game, though.
Oh, wow. That's sad.
It's like the Arkham Asylum disabled your glide jump the first time you need it, like mid-glide jump if you pirated it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like when you're like going over the toxic gas. So you would always start to glide and then fail and fall into toxic gas.
Yeah, I remember reading like a forum post. Someone's like, it's not working. Why doesn't it work? I mean, and then someone's like, well, buy the game and it'll work.
The problem with that is if your piracy software gets a false positive, you've got all sorts of problems.
Yep. But that's a whole different story.
Does it tell you that's why that error is
no,
coming?
No.
Oh, jeez.
No, it just happens. And you're like,
so you're just there like, what did I do wrong?
So speaking of simulations of things that shouldn't be fun but probably are, did that Super Sentai Studio Manager game ever come out?
It funded. It's not out yet.
Okay.
Their previous effort was on sale for the Steam sale, and I almost picked it up. Knights of Pen and Paper, where you play an RPG tabletop RPG group, and like, you've got like classes like Little Brother, Girlfriend who doesn't want to be there, rules lawyer, and you've got to balance a party of RPG adventurers who play an RPG. I did not actually buy it, though.
That sounds kind of awesome. Although, I forgot it was a Steam Winter Sale. I'm going to have to go buy some shit that I'm not going to play.
Yeah, I almost bought Crusader Kings.
I'm going to have to download Steam.
Oh no, the horror. It's like 116 megs.
My hate can no longer continue. That's the problem. Never!
Alright, anything else to say about Tecmo Bowl, guys?
Tecmo Bowl!
Hut, hut, hut. Yeah,
first down! There you go.
Alright, well, our next episode will come out on New Year's Day.
Really?
Yeah.
No? I thought New Year's Day was a Wednesday.
No, Christmas is a Wednesday. I don't know.
No, you're right, it'll be the second of the year. I suck. But it'll be a new year. And in the spirit of the new year, I think we should play a new game, or maybe a remade one. Like DuckTales Remastered.
So it's kind of like making a resolution, then saying f***ing doing the same thing the next year.
Or like a rebirth, like a phoenix rising from the ashes.
No, that's way too poetic for this.
No, if you're, you die and then they just kill your egg.
Like
again.
A duck rising from the ashes.
So, next time on Last Time, DuckTales.
Oh, woo!
This has been a production of Last Time on Video Games. Copyright 2013.
All the video games and other media mentioned herein is copyright of its respective owners. That may not be obvious.
You can contact us at ltovg@lasttimeonvideogames.com. And if you want to contact one of us individually, I am Zach@lasttimeonvideogames.com.
Tyler@lasttimeonvideogames.com.
Or Jeremy, G-E-R-E-M-Y, @lasttimeonvideogames.com.
You can visit our show page, if you don't want to hit the blog, at gplus.2/lasttimeonvideogames.
If you do want to visit the blog, lasttimeonvideogames.com.
And we've got an RSS feed. You should probably click on it, or one of the other buttons on there.
We're also on iTunes.
And the Twitters.
Twitter is @LTOVG.
Unlike all the games we play on this show, we cannot be emulated.
Oh no, you'll have to buy decent
games.
And my
hate will go on.
What am I without my hatred?
You?
Nice person.
Yeah, not an asshole.